looming emptiness. The air is heavy and thick, but close your eyes and dream. It becomes a canyon, canyon of light. It becomes a canyon. Like an early winter sunset, one last golden glow. Before darkness falls, our bodies like a canyon's walls, catching rays of fleeting sun. Quiet becomes solitude, twilight becomes glowing, every light a sunrise, every day is glowing. Life is what you make it, they say, it's all about perception, choosing to illuminate. Watch the shadows fall away. Watch the shadows fall away. Dazzlingly bright, canyon of light. There's no space between us. It's a canyon.
KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, live in the studio with Fred Gillen Jr. Gig coming up Sunday, 5 o'clock, Rojan Brewing Company. It's in Hillsdale, New York. Now, Fred, your new album is called Canyon of Light. And how many albums do you have?
I believe it's 11.
11?
I think.
All right. And
a bunch of EPs, too.
Besides the other ones, so do they count as an album, or
I guess every
that's a bonus.
I figure two of them counts as an album because they're half as, you know, six songs or whatever. So, I don't know.
Well, how long does it take you to write a tune?
I mean, it varies, but it's usually a bit of a process. There's a, you know, some songs where I'll find a lyric draft that says like 12th draft on it or something. So it usually takes a long time. Once in a while you get kind of lucky in that the inspiration part of it is bigger and more of it, you know, but usually you get a little bit of a germ or a little piece.
And then 11 albums and a bunch of EPs, that's a lot of original material. And well, I always find myself getting stuck going, nope, somebody else wrote that.
Yeah. I mean, I got stuck a bunch before I wrote the songs and made this album. I lost my voice.
Huh.
I had an endoscopic procedure and it messed my voice up for a while, and I had to go to a speech pathologist and stuff.
Wow.
And that like took away my mojo, you know. And I mean, I could have still written, but I couldn't sing properly, and it was like, and as I started to work my way back and get my voice back, all of a sudden it was like, all right, I can write like crazy again now.
Wow.
Yeah, just kind of burst.
Did the issue with your throat affect your singing? Did you have to change your singing style or habits?
Not permanently. Yeah, not permanently. Huh. For a time, I was doing gigs, you know, and I was dealing with it, and I was sort of getting around it, which was, you know, tough, but it kind of came back. I have to do a little bit of warm up now, which I used to just, we talked about before we were on air about like being on tour and sleeping in your car. And I used to just wake up in my car, go and do this, you know, but now I have to warm up like an old guy.
Well, here's to everyone who's ever played the guitar and slept in a car. Our hats off go to you. Because it's part of the ritual and the dues you pay to play on a stage. It's part of it. And to be an artist, there's sometimes suffering that goes with it. And, well, it's not genuinely painful at times, but other times, like you find yourself on a wooden floor where you could have been in a bed. Or not. But that's what brings out songs and inspiration, and you got to know those times to appreciate the high times.
Definitely. And you know, I've had a life that most people don't get to have. Seen some stuff.
You've been to India lately.
India, Nepal. Yeah, I don't know many people that play gigs in Nepal, and there's nothing like
I don't either.
Yeah, and you know, so that's, you get these experiences, and it's not for everybody, you know.
It's true. And you have to be a little hardy to do it.
Yeah, and you got to take care of yourself a little bit too, you know.
Yeah, but it has its rewards and its dark places as well. So Fred Gillen Jr., our guest today on the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Don't miss him playing live. And as he mentioned, and I will mention again, great beverages, great food, great place to be in Hillsdale, New York. The views are just spectacular as well, and it's a really cool building, and you get the music of Fred Gillen Jr., so you can't go wrong. This Sunday at 5, a very special show with Fred Gillen Jr. Fred, you got another tune in you?
Sure.
How about you give us one more, and then
sounds good.
We'll send you out on your way.
I'll give you the other... The kind of the opposite of that song.
Okay.
It's a war economy. Without even going to war, billions of dollars come back like a child's pennies at a candy store. We got no boots on the ground. Casualties flash by without a sound. None of us has to die. Be there when a mother cries. It's a war economy. Without even going to war, billions of dollars come back like a child's pennies at a candy store. Eight trucks line up in vain. We shout each other down to block our shame. There's ample history of blame. The children starve, we look away. It's a war economy. Without even going to war, billions of dollars come back like a child's pennies at a candy store. Kids on campuses protest. We criticize them and arrest. The police drag them away. We're not listening to what they say. There's money up and down the line. Governments and companies make time. Handshakes and golf games abound as children starve without a sound. It's a war economy. Without even going to war, billions of dollars come back like a child's pennies at a candy store. It's a war economy. It's a war economy. It's a war economy. It's a war economy.
Fred Gillen Jr. live on 98.1 KZE. Fred, thanks a lot for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah.
I love KZE too.
Thank you so
much. Now I live up here and I can listen to it in the car.
Oh, cool. You can listen at home too. Check us out online if you have that internet at home. We're there for you at WKZE.com. So Rojan Brewing Company at 5 o'clock this Sunday. What's coming up on the horizon, Fred?
After that, I'm traveling around. I got a gig down in Peekskill with my band, The Trike, and something down in Orange County at Long Lot Farm Brewing. Cool. I'm up in Massachusetts, I think, later in the month. I've been playing a lot up in the Berkshires.
Cool.
And, you know, just local and regional these days, really.
Well, keep up the good work, and we wish you nothing but the best, and come back and visit sometime soon.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rick.
Fred Gillen Jr. live on 98.1 KZE. Fred will be at the Rojan Brewing Company this Sunday at 5. Don't miss it. And great beverage, great food, great music. Can't go wrong. You could even bring your dog.
That's right.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.